KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. So here's a philosophical vignette from The Last Station. It's Michael Hoffman's evocation of the last years of Tolstoy's life. The great man has a new personal secretary, Valentin. He's 23 years old, and he's played by James McAvoy. Valentin is working by candlelight in his Spartan bedroom when a stunning young woman named Masha opens the door. She's a committed Tolstoyan, just like Valentin, a member of a utopian community that Tolstoy has established on the grounds of his grand estate to celebrate the virtues of communal property, passive resistance, vegetarianism, and celibate love. Valentin's commitment to celibacy and vegetables has been earnest and so far unwavering, but Masha's philosophy is that love should be celebrated with body and soul, and so her seduction begins. The whole film is a seduction that draws us into a vanished world where Count Leo Tolstoy and his wife of 48 years, Countess Sophia, come to life in a matched pair of magnificent performances by Christopher Plummer and Helen Mirren. This Tolstoy is larger than life in the eyes of that world. He's the most famous writer on the planet, but he's warmly and disarmingly life-size in Plummer's portrayal. He still adores Sophia and succumbs to her blandishments in another seduction scene that speaks eloquently for longevity, but he can't endure his wife's ceaseless sniping at the way he sees contemporary society. You think because the peasants are poor, she says, that they're morally superior. In fact, Sophia is the titan of the piece. Rather than a literary lion, she's an enchanting lioness who gets all the best lines and always goes for the dramatic jugular. Helen Mirren goes for laughs, gasps, grins, and tears, and she gets them all. Having found a vulnerable woman in the queen, she finds a virago in this countess. At one point, Sophia writhes on the floor of her husband's study while she rages in flamboyant fury against him and his chief disciple, the wily Chertkov. He's played by Paul Giamatti. But the scene is a reminder that the countess is vulnerable, too. Chertkov wants the old man to bequeath his estate and all his royalties to the Russian people, leaving Sophia with nothing. The Last Station was adapted from the novel by Jay Perini, and its structure is fairly intricate. Before and after anything else, though, Michael Hoffman's film is a deeply satisfying entertainment that recognizes no distinction between lively and profound. I like to think Hoffman's license for stylish silliness dates back to the making of his 1991 soap opera opus, Soap Dish. This movie's title, with its religious overtones, refers specifically to the railway station where Leo Tolstoy died a few days after leaving his wife and home, presumably to become a wandering ascetic, though he did take his doctor with him. The little station in the middle of a vast Russian nowhere quickly became the site of a media frenzy when telegraph wires flashed the news of Tolstoy's illness and Sophia came to see her beloved husband for the last time. The movie's climax turns out to be anticlimactic, a predictable contrivance that pits the countess for the last time against Chertkov, who wants to manage Tolstoy's death as he managed his life. But the ending seems contrived only in contrast to what's gone before, a lovely quicksilver version of literary history with the accent on young love that emerges unbidden and old love that endures. I'm Joe Morgenstern, and I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.